This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state is offering another round of free tax filing services this weekend. Denver and Colorado Springs will each have two clinics open Saturday. Five more are planned for Pueblo, Canyon City, Bayfield, and the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation. Attendees can sign up in advance or drop in. Make sure to bring your photo ID, a Social Security card, and any W-2s or 1099 documents. Cost of living and school shootings are on the minds of Latino voters in Colorado ahead of the midterm elections. CPR's Benta Berkland reports nearly 60% of Latino voters surveyed across Colorado say they think the United States as a whole is headed in the wrong direction.
Half of Latino voters who responded to the survey said their economic situation had gotten worse in the last 12 months. Alex Sanchez leads an organization out of Glenwood Springs that was part of the Colorado Latino Policy Agenda poll.
And the data suggests that Latinos are not trustful of the political system.
There was a 44-40 split of voters identifying as liberal or moderate. Conservative voters made up 17% of respondents. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The therapy dogs at Denver International Airport have a new title, 2023 Guinness World Record holders. The canine airport therapy squad is now up to 84 purple-vested dogs and one cat. That's more than any other program of its kind. The team has roamed DIA since 2015. It began with 28 dogs on the goal of giving people a break from stressful travel. Right now in Denver, it's mostly cloudy and 74 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.